Good morning, Victoria. It's Saturday, June 13th.
Two wooden posts held up Herman's for a century. Then somebody pulled up the floorboards.
Fernfest came back from the dead, and your front mailbox just got an expiry date. Let's go. So, Fernfest, canceled back in March. And then, somehow, it's happening today. Right now, basically. Noon to 10, along Gladstone Avenue.
It's a good comeback story, but it almost wasn't one. Fernwood Neighborhood House called the whole thing off. Organizational capacity constraints was the phrase, which is a polite way of saying, we don't have the people.
And then the neighborhood pushed back. A new, younger crew stepped in. Council came through with an emergency $20,000 grant. Here's the part that gets me, though. They almost missed it anyway.
Blew the deadline to apply for the money, missed it, and still got the 20 grand. That's the most Fernwood thing I've heard all year.
It's smaller this time, used to run up to 3 days, now it's one afternoon and evening, but more than 130 vendors, music on the skate park stage, TK the Artist, Garden City Soul Club, Millet, the Banks Brothers.
And a dunk tank with a city councilor in it. Councilor Matt Dell co-sponsored the funding, called Fernfest one of the best things about living in Fernwood. Last year drew about 17,000 people, so bring a hat.
Okay, the Herman's one. You know the place, the jazz club downtown that nearly closed this spring. 5 weeks into renovations now, and the contractors went under the floor by the bar.
And found two original load-bearing posts that had, quote, likely been supporting the building for well over a century. The bases? Rotted away. Gone.
Wait, load-bearing? As in, those were holding it up?
That's the kind of thing you only find out once you start pulling up boards. They thought it was a localized flooring problem. Turned out to be extensive rot under the whole bar.
But the money side is actually good news. The Arts on View Society says the debt that nearly closed the place is cleared. A $450,000 campaign hit its target inside a month.
Including a GST bill that hadn't been filed since 2022. That's now paid. Board Chair Al Smith confirmed the outstanding debts are settled.
And the soul of the room survives. The historic bar back, the decorative iron gates, the bar top, all saved. They go back in once the work's done. The city owns the building, so it's covering the flooring and helping with the structural fix.
Next phase is the wall between Herman's Kitchen and View Street Social. So not done yet, but still standing. Barely, apparently.
Last lead. And this one's for anybody with a mail slot in the front door. Canada Post confirmed Thursday, Greater Victoria's in the next phase of the switch to community mailboxes. Conversions expected in 2027.
We dodged the first round back in April. About 136,000 addresses got tagged then, and not one of them was on the island. We were feeling pretty smug.
Not anymore. This round adds 485,000 more addresses across 37 communities. 7 Greater Victoria municipalities are on the list, plus the Songhees Nation.
Victoria, Saanich, Esquimalt, Colwood, Langford, View Royal. Nobody loses door to door overnight, though. They'll work with local governments to pick the mailbox sites, give people advance notice. Takes months.
And if you've got accessibility needs, there's a delivery accommodation program, accessible features, or continued home delivery. Why now, though?
The books. Canada Post reported a record loss in 2025. More losses into this year. So the walk to your front mailbox now has a 2027 expiry date.
Okay, quick ones. If you're heading to Fernfest, you've got plenty of daylight. Sunrise was 5:11 this morning.
And sunset's 9:15 tonight. We're 8 days from the summer solstice, which means it basically never gets dark anymore. I'm not complaining.
And our where in Victoria, the clue is it belongs to a house older than most of the trees around it.
In this town that narrows it down to about 400 houses. Good luck. Reply if you've got it.
That's it. Two posts, a comeback festival, and a goodbye to the front door mail slot, eventually.
Get down to Gladstone before that dunk tank water gets cold.
Back tomorrow at 7. Have a good Saturday, Victoria.